I checked in with the Corps of Engineers when we began this project to make sure that we were qualified or if there was anything else we had to do in order to do this emergency dredge. And actually, region-wide, there is a nationwide permit number 35 that allows for a dredging of existing harbor basins. And so we qualified under that, and we got the okay, and got okay from Fish and Game because we're not up in the slough itself. We're just under the harbor there. So, yeah, we put it all together, and Gary Allen is just my hero.
He is. Tell people who he is. He's from Wrangell and he's got a...
Yeah, he has a barge and a crane with a clam on it that he drug over here from Wrangell for us and to do this job on short notice. And he, along with Rock and Road, have really just turned this project around quick-like, which is really exciting because looming on the short-term horizon are a -4 tide on this coming weekend. And I was really nervous about the damage that was going to occur because of the floats going dry and Mother Nature taking her course.
How many yards of material are you talking about at this point?
We're shooting for about 1,000 yards is what we estimate. We hope to put in a hole that future drain off will run be able to run into. So doing our best to clean up the area and maybe give us a little breathing room for the future.
When did they actually start the work, and how quickly are they moving?
They showed up to town at 9:35, and they splashed the first clam at about 10 o'clock yesterday morning, filled the barge, and went over to the fill area behind the cold storage, and SIG manipulated the end so that the ramp could be adjusted to use as an on-off ramp for the loaders to go two at a time. SIG's running loaders back and forth as fast as he can and filling three trucks.
This is SIG Burrell with Rock and
Road?
Yeah,
with Rock and Road.
And so it's going fairly quickly, you think?
It is. They're moving as fast as they can. Of course, we're dealing with the tide, and everything has to be done on the high tide. So we try and make the most of the incoming and then the top of the tide and the first part of the outgoing.
Yeah, it looks challenging to get that barge in there, so you kind of have to just go in when the tide's up enough that the barge can fit into the area, basically.
Yeah, the barge is drawing between 4 and 5 feet when it's dry, and so as they load it, of course, it sinks down, and yeah, you don't want it to go dry because it could do some damage to the barge itself. So, yeah, we're watching the tides and just trying to eke in as far as we can, dredge what we can, and get out before the tide drops enough.
When are you hoping to have it done by?
Well, we're looking at 4 to 5 barge loads, so Gary thinks he's going to be able to do 2 today. We'll probably end up unloading middle of the night and maybe 2 tomorrow and be done. We're trying to do this as fast as we possibly can for all sorts of reasons.